We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, Beach Embracing viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vidimtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia donates more than $5 million to Pakistan. In health news, free heart surgery is given to 40 Chinese children. In eco news, an American study demonstrates the many benefits of living close to a natural environment. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 4th, respected Sikh humanitarian Bhagat Puran Singhji was born Ramji Das in 1904. In Ludhiana, Punjab, India, selflessly devoted to alleviating the suffering of the disadvantaged, he founded Pengalwara in 1947. It serves the homeless, destitute, and those who are ill or who have mental disabilities. An environmentalist as well, Bhagatji raised awareness about ecological concerns. In tribute to his noble work for humanity, a commemorative stamp was made in his honor by the Indian government. He also received numerous other accolades. May the compassion shown by Bhagat Puran Singhji continue to be a benevolent example for many individuals to emulate.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. An exceptionally heavy rainy season since 2010 has claimed the lives of hundreds of people and displaced 2 million from their homes. At least 20 fatalities occurred in late April when a river in Casanare Department burst its banks, surrounding 2,000 families in dirty, foul-smelling water.
Mi hija estuvo harto enfermita con la fiebre, vómito tuvo mi hija.
With her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai on April 24th donated $15,000, which could purchase $73,000 in urgent supplies if obtained in the United States, based on Colombia's cost of living. She also asked our association members to render help, further reimbursing the relief team's travel cost of $2,680.
Para estas familias que lo han perdido todo por el invierno, sus cultivos, destrucción de los puentes, destrucción de las vías, de las carreteras, no pueden asistir a clase los niños. En este momento la situación es muy crítica.
Our Costa Rican and Colombian Association members joined in forming a relief team that traveled to Casanare, where they obtained non-perishable food supplies including rice, beans, lentils, sugar, pasta, cooking oil, wheat flour, and cornmeal. These were packed in portions of a week's amount for 700 families, many with children who were also caring for the elderly. Over the next month, with the guidance of local government officials, 17 communities across isolated and difficult to access areas received food aid and other relief items.
Suprema Maestra Qinghai. Que desde la distancia ha visto y ha interpretado el sufrimiento de estas familias y creemos que es una muestra de amor para esta gente.
Reportando para Supreme Master Television desde Casanare, Colombia.
With thanks to the Colombian officials, we also appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's loving assistance and our association relief team's caring efforts. With condolences to the families of those who perished in these disasters, we pray that such extreme weather events may soon subside through humanity's kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Hundreds displaced by Canadian storm. With wind gusts of up to 90 kilometers per hour, wave on the already swollen Lake Manitoba was sent crashing into properties along its southeast shore starting on Tuesday, May 31st, giving some residents less than 5 minutes to flee their homes. About 400 properties were damaged or affected, and much of the area remained closed as of Thursday due to washed out roads, uprooted trees, and fallen power lines. Fire personnel rescued at least 16 people from the St. Laurent area, and over 700 seasonal and permanent residences were put on mandatory evacuation in the region. Some 238 evacuees registered with the Red Cross, with Manitoba province officials saying it could be months before they can return to their properties. a provincial commissioner is being sent to assess and compensate for damages in the disaster-hit area.
Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any necessary assistance and to go, if possible, to comfort those most in need. She also offered $20,000 Canadian for urgent supplies, with all her love and prayers for a quick recovery. Our appreciation, Canadian officials, personnel, and Red Cross, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern and unconditional help.
May such weather extremities quickly be curbed through our gentler eco-stabilizing ways.
Earthquakes hit Chile and Solomon Islands. On Wednesday morning, June 1st, a powerful quake measuring 6.2 on the Richter scale was recorded offshore of Biobío, Chile, centered 7 kilometers north of Lebu. It was followed less than an hour later by an aftershock of magnitude 5.1. In Oceania on Thursday, a 5.4 magnitude tremor rattled the Solomon Islands, its epicenter 69 kilometers west of Kirakira. Fortunately, these events did not prompt any tsunami warnings, nor did they result in casualties or damage. Our thankfulness for the safety of those in the quake-shaken areas. We pray for the calming of such dangers through humanity's greater benevolence toward all beings, including our innocent animal co-inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out, people continue to speak out for themselves and fellow citizens as they strive to bring improved living conditions and other basic freedoms in countries such as Bahrain, Egypt, Palestine, Sri Lanka, Syria, and Yemen.
In Sri Lanka, thousands of factory workers marched Thursday, June 2nd, to protest the killing of Roshan Chanaka, who was shot by police on Monday during a rally against a new pension plan with unequal benefits for employees. The government has apologized for the incident, as two ministers also spoke out against the police actions.
As human rights groups in Egypt estimate that 10,000 citizens have been tried since January in military tribunals rather than civil courts where their rights are more protected, three judges who spoke out against the practice are being investigated by the government for presenting the situation to the media without prior permission.
Despite this week's lifting of martial law in Bahrain, there were reports of violent clashes in several towns as citizens participated in marches on Thursday. Government officials have also announced that 47 doctors and nurses will be prosecuted for cooperating with protesters in holding rallies and for providing information to the media. Healthcare workers reject claims of any wrongdoing, saying that they endured several weeks in detention, where they were subjected to verbal and physical abuse and made to sign confessions.
The Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, announced Thursday that it would resume efforts suspended on May 22nd to help Yemen reach a peaceful solution. Meanwhile, Russia joined other countries in urging her citizens to leave the country due to continued escalation of violence.
According to human rights groups, the Syrian government on Wednesday freed hundreds of an estimated 10,000 detained political prisoners, following an amnesty audit issued by President Bashar al-Assad the previous day. Elsewhere, Syrian security forces killed at least 15 citizens in a heavy attack on the town of Rastan, bringing the total fatalities during the week to well over 50. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, urged the international community to unite in response to Syria's violent repression, and minority party members met in Turkey to call for the immediate resignation of President al-Assad. Also on Thursday, United Nations Special Advisors Dr. Francis Deng and Edward Luck made a joint statement expressing their alarm at the Syrian government's brutal crackdown.
In a latest attempt to flee conflict-afflicted Libya by sea, a boat carrying African migrants was struck by heavy waters, with over 200 passengers who perished, as some 570 others were able to be rescued.
With sorrow and concern for the sacrificed lives and suffering, we continue to pray for the ceasing of conflicts in every nation, so that all people may elect to live in freedom, peace, and dignity.
Latvia elects new president. On Thursday, June 2nd, Latvia's 100-member parliament elected Mr. Andris Bērziņš as the country's newest head of state. Mr. Bērziņš, a former banker, has been serving as a legislator for the Greens and Farmers Union, a part of the coalition government in Latvia. When incumbent president Valdis Zatlers leaves office on July 7th, Mr. Bērziņš will officially become the country's fourth president since gaining her independence. Our respectful congratulations, President-elect Bērziņš, on your new role. Wishing your leadership success in serving the gracious people of Latvia, bringing peace and prosperity for all.
Save our planet. Parching droughts impact lives in Kenya and China. Declaring a national disaster due to the hardships imposed by the dry conditions, Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki has asked for immediate steps to help those affected. In meetings with the nation's legislators and cabinet ministers, the president asked for the speeding of operations such as grain imports in an effort to relieve the suffering of affected citizens. In China, where persistent drought has brought the Yangtze River to its lowest levels in half a century, poor harvests have caused staple food prices to rise steeply across 50 cities, some by as much as 16% in just a week. This has left millions unable to purchase basic food items. Meanwhile, many more are lacking adequate access to drinking water, as large sections of major lakes have quickly dried up, including Honghu Lake in Hubei Province, Dongting Lake in Hunan Province, and Poyang Lake in Jiangxi Province. We are saddened to know of the hardships of the diligent Kenyan and Chinese people, and we pray for the restorative blessing of rain. May such suffering soon be eased as we join in more caring actions for our planet to once again thrive.
Some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations. There's not enough water to raise crops or even to drink. So how can we handle the mass migration of tens of millions of people all at once due to desertification, the rising sea levels, or the permanent loss of crop fields? The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective. and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. The warming atmosphere, water shortage, food scarcity, desertification, we can quickly eliminate by stopping meat production. Stop it now, no further.
Save our planet. Scientists from the U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado, state that the thawing of vast amounts of Arctic permafrost is occurring faster than previously thought, with irreversible tipping points that could be reached in as little as 20 years' time.
Save our planet. With data from the International Energy Agency, or IEA, showing a 1.6 gigaton rise in 2010 carbon dioxide emissions as the highest ever recorded jump. IEA scientists say that if such increases continue, temperatures will soon exceed the 2-degree rise deemed safe for life to continue on Earth.
Save our planet. At the C40 Large Cities Climate Summit in Sao Paulo, Brazil, mayors from the world's 40 largest cities and the World Bank reach an agreement that secures up to $6.4 billion U.S. dollars in financing for initiatives to reduce carbon dioxide emissions.
Warning news. Japanese automaker Toyota recalls 106,000 Prius hybrid vehicles manufactured between 2001 and 2003 due to a steering component that could loosen over time, resulting in potential danger as considerable force is then needed to steer the vehicle.
Hello, it's me, Kiki the Capybara, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. I'd like to share a tip for the outdoors person. When planning your hiking or camping trip, please remember to bring along a first aid kit packed in a waterproof container or bag. That way, if it rains or comes in contact with water, it will be protected. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia donates more than $5 million US to Pakistan. The contribution was given to the United Nations Development Programme to help those affected by flooding in 2010. The funds will be used to restore a number of roads, village streets, small bridges, culverts and channels. Our sincere gratitude, Saudi Arabia, for your generosity. With Allah's blessing, may our Pakistani brethren greet bright and sustainable tomorrows.
In health news, free heart surgery is given to 40 Chinese children. The program to provide the needed medical care to disadvantaged children with congenital heart disease is supported by the China Charity Federation in collaboration with other organizations. The youngsters who had the operations are from ethnic groups including Han, Uyghur, Kazakh, Xibei, and Dongxian. our heartfelt appreciation, China Charity Federation, and other groups, for your care to the beautiful children. May each precious recipient enjoy vibrant well-being and a long and happy life. Coming up on Noteworthy News, living near green spaces positively affects many aspects of life. We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on Earth. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more concerning news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for an amicable world. In eco-news, an American study demonstrates the numerous benefits of living close to a natural environment. Dr. Ming Francis Kaur, the director of the Landscape and Human Health Laboratory at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, found that people tended to be healthier, calmer, and more helpful when living near abundant greenery. Dr. Kaur also discovered that cognitive functioning, self-discipline, level of physical activity, and mental well-being improve through proximity to nature. Our thankfulness, Dr. Ming Francis Kaur, for highlighting some of the advantages of availing ourselves of the beauty surrounding us. May we all enjoy the abundant blessings bestowed on us every day by our wondrous natural world.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told in Indonesian entitled Two Interests.
Seseorang memberitahu pewawancara, minat saya bisa dibagi menjadi dua, dinamis dan statis. Yang statis adalah tidur terus, dan yang dinamis adalah membalikkan badan.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Since I discovered Supreme Master TV, it has become my favorite station, and I watch it regularly. I told my neighbor about it, and he picked up a similar interest. I am practicing vegetarianism. Thanks to the Almighty God for granting humanity a person like Supreme Master Chin Hai at this time of greatest need for spiritual emancipation. My love to you all. Onyekachi from Nigeria.
Beautiful Onyekachi. Many thanks for your touching note. Supreme Master Ching Hai's presence on our planet is a blessing that cannot be adequately described in words. It is wonderful that you have adopted the veg diet. We also pray that all people realize that the organic vegan diet is a necessity now if we are to save our planet. May heaven's boundless grace be with you and all the pure-hearted people of Nigeria.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed by a joyous heart and a loving spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of an official tour that includes state visits to Cuba, Uruguay, and Chile, China's Vice President Xi Jinping arrives in Italy as a guest of President Giorgio Napolitano and joins other world leaders in attending a celebration of her 150th anniversary of unification.
In efforts to help shift Cuba's economy more towards privatization, Cuban President Raul Castro announces new measures to support small business owners, such as establishing a moratorium on payroll taxes.
The West African Economic and Monetary Union Commission is donating $3 million in aid to Côte d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, to help rebuild the nation and support her people as they emerge from a time of conflict.
In expanding commercial and industrial relations, Iran and Armenia agree to cooperate in oil, gas, and electricity endeavors, with plans to build power line connecting electricity grids.
A study by U.S. researchers published in the journal Media Psychology finds that children between ages 5 and 11 enjoyed peaceful animated programs more than violent ones, as they also identified more with non-violent characters.
The Russian government announces that in accordance with the New START Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty, the nation has already reduced her nuclear arms below the levels mutually agreed with the US.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.